This is Dan Peters. My poem is Honey Dipper for Amy. She was taken in by the honey man at the farmer's market, his golden jars, his homemade labels. When she asked a simple question, he'd given her a sermon. He was religious about honey, a true believer in his product. He told her about the evils of processed honey. His honey was raw. His bees had been set out in sumac, huckleberry, and alfalfa. But the honey she settled on was clover. She had experience with clover. She liked to sit in the yard while her children played and carefully pluck it from the grass. She'd place the shoots between her teeth and strip out the juice. Here it was, those nights with her children, that taste in her mouth, distilled, natural, bottled and ready to take home. The honey man was so persuasive, she bought two. She carefully placed the sun-warm jars under her son's stroller next to the carrots and beets. The next morning, she got up first, went to the kitchen and made coffee. She took out the buckwheat pancake mix. 2 cups mix, 2 cups water, 1 egg, 2 tablespoons of honey. She got a bowl down and dumped in the first 3 ingredients. Then she reached for the honey. The lid opened easily. She dipped a spoon into the jar and drew it out with a slight twist. She held the spoon over the bowl and watched it land on the batter. It rested on the surface before sinking into the mix. It looked like cursive letters, like a new alphabet. She could hear her children stir in their beds, but she did not move. Watching the honey drip, she recalled the vendor's zeal. It was like reading a book in a dream. She knew they must be her own words, but the letters felt like they had been put down by someone else. Maybe the apostle at the market could translate. Maybe he understood this bee script, this clover tongue. If she could patiently hold her arm still at the right angle, she might find their whole story, written in the slow language of honey.